Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Four, three, two, one.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Hollis, with my co-host, Adam Wickle.
How's it going?
And we are here with some very special guests today.
Avery Fraser.
Rocco Pfeiffer.
And we're going to talk about their basketball seasons, and then we'll jump into some conspiracy theories. So, Avery, this is the first year you've gotten some, like, truly, like, good playing time minutes. How does it feel all your hard work has finally paid off now?
It feels pretty good. I'm glad it paid off. Yeah.
So, Rocco, the first game of the year against the Sales, Jew and Joe were ruled ineligible. They couldn't play. So, you actually got to get in. And so, how are you feeling when Coach Dable called you down to the scorer's table to go check into the game?
I felt great. Felt like $1 million. Yeah. That's all I got.
So, Avery, you got to play a little bit as a freshman against Mayo. What was it like you to play varsity as a freshman?
It was pretty cool. I did not expect it. A couple of my friends were there to see me, so that was pretty cool. Family was there to see that. Made them proud. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you say your favorite game just you've been a part of, like, on the team has been?
Say that again.
Like, your favorite game you've been a part of. Like, you might not have played, but you have to be a part of it.
The Sales game, first game of this year.
Oh, yeah, you hit some game time shot.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Felt pretty good. Felt amazing.
Yeah. Did you just know it was, like, money right when you left your hand?
I knew it. As soon as Rocco passed me the ball, I knew it was money. I knew it was money.
Right when I left my hands, I knew you hit
that. Yeah.
That was going in. I knew it was going in.
And then Drake Vassar, my buddy Jay, he had a nice 40-point game.
Combo 40-point show out. I know Biggie.
It was such a fun game to watch.
So, what would have happened if someone else passed the ball instead of Rocco? Do you still think you wouldn't make the shot, or do you think?
Oh no!
Hell no!
I would have missed. I would probably airball.
So your parents have been some of your biggest supporters. They're at every game. How do they kind of give you that competitive edge when you're out on the floor, getting ready to keep you like calm?
I normally don't pay attention to my parents. If I'm being honest with you, I'm normally just in my own world, you know.
Yeah, we got
Avery's world.
Yup, facts.
Everybody lives in Avery's world.
Facts.
Everyone just lives in Avery's world.
Facts.
So Rocco, the two-sport athlete, track and basketball. What sport do you prefer?
I don't prefer one or the other. They're both great.
What do you think you're better at?
I'm going to have to go with the track here.
So, your father, Nick Pfeiffer, holds many Trinity records.
Oh, here we go.
And so, obviously, as him being such a great track star with the discus, what do you think you have to do in order to beat that his record to prove you're the best Pfeiffer in the family?
Just keep doing my thing, you know. Pre-
practicing hard.
So how do we feel about Connor coming to take your spot on track team this year?
He's a big guy. Doesn't work very hard, but
he's gonna get you.
Yeah.
I mean,
great guy.
From the talks of it, Connor's he's coming for your spot.
We'll see.
I've also heard that Jamison Byrne wants to 1v1 you in a discus throw off. What do you think about that?
Oh, I can't wait. I didn't know that, but yeah, sure.
I don't know. I think Jamison might have you on that one.
He might. He's a big dude. Big strong guy. It's a lot of mass.
I mean, once he gets his momentum going,
I'm fucked.
I mean, I don't know how well he's able to get the momentum going, but.
Once he gets it going.
It's game over, ain't it?
So, Avery, you were a star freshman football player. I remember one of the freshman games, you head-tapped a St. X defensive back.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
What was your biggest highlight of your football career, even though it was short-lived?
Carter's know nothing about the Rams, baby.
Buddy. It all starts off with the only reason why I'm good freshman year is because of the 7th and 8th grade Linden Catholic Rams.
Damn straight.
Only reason why. We had the same coach our that year.
And our freshman year.
Mm-hmm. So we already had that good, tight connection. So, like, we just made it work out. And then we were just great. We were great.
We're lucky we didn't get to. I need my Kobe gear back
so,
for football.
Do you think if you talk to Rick Arnold, he'd allow you guys to go back for a fifth year in eighth grade football and let you guys dominate again?
Oh, yeah. We kick everyone's ass.
We literally are legends there.
Like,
Hall of Famers?
Hall of Famers. Hunter Sack.
Facts.
Connor Smith. Matt
Connor Gaskins. Smith was the best.
He was
D-line and O-line in the league
for the first quarter of that game.
He was the best.
I love you, Connor, but
he was
the, get hurt in the first quarter.
He was
quarter.
The best. Oh, my bad.
Bro. Every single practice, it was skipping bags, and he would have to get stretched out. I was just like, all right, what are we doing here? Like,
he'd say, they'd say, Gassers.
You think, so obviously as a Hall of Famer with the Linden Catholic Rams, do you think the Mud Dogs, led by Rocco Pfeiffer, beat you guys?
Me and Rocco were on the
Mud Dogs. That was our team. We were the greatest.
The greatest team?
We were the greatest 7-on-7 team ever assembled in the history.
No one was better than us, let's be honest.
What?
No one was better than us.
Won the chip. Too easy.
So, Rocco.
KCD, you remember KCD? They were terrible. We cooked them. We fried them.
Yeah.
So, the word on the street on Worthington Lane is that Brody Pfeiffer's coming for the third spot as the
Did
best player.
Did you just
Pfeiffer.
Drop the street I live on? Bro, what is
Yo,
going
chill
on?
Out.
You know too much.
Chill out,
so,
bro.
The word on the street is that Brody's coming for his title as one of the best fighters athletically. Do you think he'll take your spot or no?
Sure. I hope he does.
I hope he comes
I
to
hope
basketball.
The best for him.
I hope he comes to basketball soon.
Is he going to stay playing quarterback?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think he needs to switch positions. He's saying he stays all 4 years.
Brody got it.
He could be at least a, like, is he fast?
Brody's taller, bigger, stronger.
Can you play tight end?
He could be a good little tight end.
I don't know. We'll see.
So, I mean, he's already that tall as a freshman. I feel like he's going
to. Oh, he's going to grow.
He's going to grow. Like, he could be a big ass.
Oh, he's him. Brody's him.
We're just building edge player.
Big dog.
We just need to make him bigger.
You could have him
batten him up.
We need to bulk him up.
We are.
You could have him burn off the edge.
Slow.
Kill Thomas Andrew.
Big Tom.
All Big Tom is just going to hear Brody come. come in, next thing you know, his face is in the dirt.
Ooh. Those are good. What's that?
What is that?
It's a granola bar.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. I'm gonna get water.
Like frozen.
Alright, let's play the. So, Avery, yep. New Year's 2023 is almost over.
Yep.
What is your New Year's resolution for 2024?
Win a state championship.
Yeah. Bets!
Is that yours too, Rocco?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Bets! I don't know. I put a lot of thought into it.
First, I need to win a state championship in basketball.
But yeah, that's my New Year's resolution.
Merch.
Merch. Merch 5.
Fifth.
Y'all think y'all got it this year?
You got a shot?
It's just like, sometimes we're not as hungry as we could be, and sometimes we're not as connected of a group, according to some people in, within the organization or team, which I disagree with. So.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
I need you to know, if you guys go to Rob, we get days off school.
I don't think y'all get days off school for basketball.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Probably. It's only for basketball because you guys have games like during the week. And so any day that you guys have games, we get it off and we get to drive down and party in Lexington while you guys are hooping.
Bet.
Like, that should be fun.
That's
when is the
March.
God, it's so far.
Well, then you got, so we win state championship, then we get to go on spring break right after that.
You know, we have to make up all those assignments that we miss.
Yeah, no.
That's awful.
If we win state, they shouldn't make us do that. It just disappear. If we win state, we shouldn't have to do the assignments that they give us.
What do you mean? Oh, like,
no, I think they give you time throughout the day to, like, do.
No, they definitely
like, because they're not. I mean, yeah, we stay in Lexington, but like,
yeah,
they probably just.
Yeah, we're probably gonna have study hall and stuff, but that's boring.
They'll probably just sit. All
yeah, do you? But like,
my computer's.
Hey, your boys won yesterday. We'll beat down Oregon State.
Oh no! I mean, Oregon State didn't really have anyone that's so good Irish.
Man. How about them Cats?
It was horrible. It was such a bad game, dude.
Old Clemson, man.
I was sitting at the gym, watching it in the gym, slowly watching Kentucky lose. It was the most painful fourth quarter. It was a really good fourth quarter. Don't get me wrong, they lost, but it was a really good fourth quarter. But it was just like play by play, just straight downhill. It was getting bad. That was rough to watch. I
love
seen the Cats lose.
I'd love to see it. I love it.
You like you have a, what do you think about USC?
Who?
USC.
What do you think about USC?
Who's that? Never heard of him.
Oh goodness.
Well, now I'm gonna jump into some conspiracy theories. So the Bermuda Triangle.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
The Bermuda Triangle is one of the most mysterious.
It's an uncensored podcast.
Shut up.
The Bermuda Triangle is one of the most mysterious places on Earth. There is planes and ships that just go missing there all the time.
Facts.
So, Rocco, what do you think is the cause of the Bermuda Triangle? And why do you think it continues to wreak havoc on the world?
Well, there's this one theory. One theory about this, like, under, there's like time warps or something, and it just like just sucks you in and just takes you away, and they're never found again.
Shut up.
So,
have you ever seen Gulliver's Travels?
There's also this like fog that just takes the ship away.
Have you ever seen Gulliver's Travels?
No.
So, it's with Jack Black, and he goes down.
I have seen that.
It's a great movie. And he goes to the Bermuda Triangle to do a news report. And then he gets sucked down in and he goes to a world where it's a bunch of, like, little miniature people, and he like becomes their god and protects their kingdom. Could you imagine that shit was real?
Jack Black.
Yeah, he was told everyone he was the pro. Could you imagine that shit was real and you became the protector of the Bermuda Little People Kingdom?
Because you're just a freaking unit.
Exactly. Like, you just go down there. That shit would be sick, dude. I want to be a little person kingdom protector.
Protect all the Logan Schweitzers and Brady Weston.
Facts. Why do you think the ships go away, Carter?
So, in this TV show I watched, it's called Expedition Unknown. This guy actually went to the Bermuda Triangle, and they did these tests on something called rogue waves. And
true
these
story or no?
This is true. So,
Cav.
Okay, this is what you said. So, the rogue waves are just these massive waves that just kind of like just pop up out of nowhere. And they like they'll take down the ships, and so what they did is they did this test in like this tank of a simulation of like what.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
It's like when a rogue wave happens, and it just sees like massive waves just like appear out of nowhere and just suck down the ships.
It's a good theory.
Cat. What's your theory, Adrian? What mine?
I don't like the deep ocean.
Yeah.
It's scary.
So would you ever take your little rowboat in the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh yeah. I'm unfuckable.
Let's take the golf cart. Let's go take the golf cart for a spin.
Facts.
Mobile podcast.
Yeah. And we could go.
Carter, I got another question for you.
What's up, man?
How did you know my which street I live on?
So I was going through our safe chats, looking through a picture, and your address just popped up.
Great.
You just did that before the podcast, so you knew that?
Yeah, I was looking for a picture.
I saw.
Do you know what Road Avery lives on?
I've been to the house one time before.
Don't say it.
Oh my god, hit it.
Come on.
I know he lives in a White House.
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I picked you and Rocco up from there.
White, white-ish.
Light skin.
Light skin.
Didn't go to a light skin house.
I don't know it. I wanted to know one time.
Good.
Let's see. Avery, are you... So, Avery, what do you think happens with me in a triangle?
Nothing.
You don't think it's real?
I'd go right for it.
I
go Brady down right now.
What do you think about Bigfoot?
Oh, he's real. I've seen him.
You've seen Bigfoot?
I'm friends with him.
Where does he live?
In my basement.
Avery traps Bigfoots in his basement. And yeah, befriends them.
You ever heard of Sassy the Sasquatch?
Sassy the Sasquatch?
Lives in Australia.
Really? You ever heard of the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, I have heard of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, Grandma tell you all about that.
You don't think Loch Ness Monster's real, Avery?
I do.
Where do you think that is?
In the water.
In the water.
In the water.
But
in the swamp.
So Avery, have you ever watched Pirates of the Caribbean before?
Yep.
Did you watch the second movie?
Yep. I watched every single one.
What do you think about the
load of water?
What do you think about the giant octopus known as the Kraken?
Has this been muted the whole time?
No, it's on.
I'm just making sure the red doesn't mean it's
red means
off.
It's on. So what do you think of that, Avery? You think the Kraken could be real?
Definitely on.
No. I think it was real 300 years ago.
Why do you think it's not real now?
because
this is a tough microphone you got here, Carter.
Y'all, thanks, can you put the microphone down a little bit?
Sorry, Fiv.
Very intrigued.
It's a nice little setup.
I think it was real.
Yo, shout out to my man Choss. He got us all Chick-fil-A. No one else got that treatment other than us.
Yeah, but he got Chick-fil-A with pickles on it. Pickles are gross.
Yeah, fuck him for those
and
pickles.
And I asked for Cane's in the first place.
Cane's is closed.
Yeah, just fuck him.
Maybe he didn't lose North Central.
So, Haas, what do you think about...
Yeah, let's switch the roles around real quick.
What do you think about... T. Phil said he's the best manager on the basketball team.
T. Phil is a bum, bro. He don't do nothing. I run Trinity basketball, bro. Oh. When Zayo was absent, bro, I ran that. Oh. I do. Me and Gilly, we
you
do
weren't
every-
the coach. You ain't run shit, bro.
Hey, everything behind the scenes is me and Gilly. Tristan don't do nothing.
This is true. Rock on Avery's Carter run.
There's this guy.
Basketball. I don't know. I think... Carter's just got to step up to the plate and prove
he's
it.
He's trying to show off for the podcast.
Bro, I even filmed so Tristan doesn't have to because Tristan doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Tristan makes better water than you.
That's a lie. All right, that's a full-faced lie, Avery.
Get the fuck off of me.
You're a liar, Avery. You know my water's the best.
Nope. Rocco, who's your favorite Trinity basketball manager?
Tifo.
Tifo or Gilly?
I'm going to make sure Rocco has a miserable time in New Orleans.
We all going down to New Orleans?
Yup.
You guys are going to get robbed.
I ain't going to get robbed.
Avery is the robber.
I know Rocco's dumbass is going to end up on Bourbon Street. One more wandering around. Y'all are going to be looking for him next morning at the game. He's not going to be there. You're going to get abducted.
What are you going to do if Libby Dunn shows up on Bourbon Street and asks you to come back to her, like, $5 million house?
I'm there.
You're there?
I'm there.
Carter.
Oh, Von Gill.
Are you going straight to LSU and you're just, I mean, here's my thing. I don't think you can go down there unless it's GP. You gotta have GP.
So, word on the street, Carter, is T. Phil makes a better water than you.
That's not true. He doesn't make the water.
So, what do you do to make your water taste the way you do? What do you do to your water that's different?
I've actually learned.
And why is your water better than T. Phil's water? Even though it comes out of the same faucet and fridge.
I know a couple.
It's in the freezer top, though.
I know a couple of Division I Hoopers. And they told me what they like in their water. So I have implemented this into the Trinity.
What Division
I
Hoopers?
Bash Whelan plays for Bellarmine.
Mmm.
Rocco has played against him before. And so,
oh, yeah. I did play well.
So what I do is, the water, I put a little bit of baking soda into it. Just a little bit.
No,
and then you shake it up. And you put a little bit of salt into it, right? And you shake it up. It makes it better.
It's electrolytes.
Exactly. There you go.
Please, God, do not do that in my water. Do not put any baking soda or salt into my water.
On everything, you do that.
Sometimes I do.
That's fucking awful.
Is the baking soda supplied?
Nah, I bring everything. Trinity Bassett doesn't like me like Lacrosse does.
You put baking soda and salt in my water.
Sometimes I do.
That's crazy, man.
Why?
Because it makes it better, electrolytes, so you guys can play longer.
No!
I don't give a fuck about that.
Let me stop.
Yeah, don't do that. I just want regular water and ice. I don't think Dre would like that either. Dre would get mad.
Dre gets mad at everything, bro. If I get... He walking over, his slow-ass walking all the way over from the other side of the floor, asking for a good ball, when he takes the whole time to get over there. Like, when you got, like, Jayon and Thomas getting over there, like, sprinting over there to get the good balls... There aren't any more good balls. It is what it is.
Facts.
Yeah, so you save them for us.
It's hard to save them for us.
Not for you. For me and Dre.
For you and Dre?
And Rocco.
So how are we feeling about
next year.
For basketball? I don't know. Carter, what are you thinking about for next year and you're managing? Like, who are y'all going to hire? Who are y'all going to take up? You're losing two great managers in Jordan and T-Phil.
Okay.
So
one of them is good. The other one, not so much.
This.
Oh, who's the bad one?
Jordan.
Why?
He runs the scoreboard all practice, so he's got a good role. So who are you going to call out to help? And there's also a rumor going around that you're going to manage football next year. What's that about?
So that's not true. And
why not?
I just want to manage football for real.
Why not?
I just don't want to.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Why not? You don't want to be a three-sport manager?
Lacrosse and basketball are better.
Are you? How many offers do you have for
managing? He's a tri manager.
How many offers do you have for managing right now?
Facts.
I don't have any offers right now.
How many looks do you have?
I got looks from Duke, North Carolina.
You gotta put a highlight tape out.
Kentucky. I shouldn't make
a
highlight tape.
Yeah, we gonna need to make a highlighted tape of Carter going out there.
Carter's the poor and shit. Bring you water. Dude, a manager highlight tape would actually be kinda hard.
I need to get
it'd be hard until Carter gets on there.
Here's what he'd look like. He'd be wobbling.
We need a Charlie Flynn highlight tape. Oh
facts.
My god.
That would be tough.
I tell you what, that boy can lie.
If I'm really thinking about it, Carter and Charlie Flynn are very similar.
I think that's a compliment, to be honest with you.
You don't want that to be a compliment, Carter.
Yeah, I think Charlie, I'm telling you, that man on the cross field gets down dirty. He can do some good work for you.
What did he be doing?
He like gets on his hands and knees and like really.
He'll spoon feed you the water. You need something, and he doesn't just like walk to get you stuff. Get you your stuff. He is a full on sprint.
There. Yeah. It's a good manager right there. I'm like Choss putting shit in my water. I don't even want.
I've heard salt. I've never heard baking soda.
I haven't heard that either. But then
baking soda makes electrolytes. This doesn't make sense. Baking soda and salt makes electrolytes.
Is
that a thing?
You know it's pink salt, right? Not normal salt, right?
Sea salt works too.
Bullshit. I'm looking this up.
No, I know you can use salt. I had not heard of the baking soda. It's new information to me.
Yeah. But, Avery, I got a question for you. Do you like camping?
Like, going outside and camping?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've done it before.
What's your favorite place to go camp?
My room.
Oh, it does improve hydration.
The woods?
I know what I'm talking about.
Don't put that shit in my water. It's probably why it tastes all weird.
Maybe I can't taste it.
I don't know.
Be grateful.
No, you don't want baking soda in your water either.
I really don't. I don't want to.
I think I like the water how it is.
Tristan's water. No wonder Tristan's water. Dang, boy.
Dang. God. So, Carter,
how do you feel that Gilly's probably going to be head of the
managing team
next year?
I don't think that's true, but to answer your other question, we're actually recruiting our boy Jimmy from the freshman team.
Bro, he asked that question like 40 years ago. Get out of
there. I didn't get to answer
it. Because you're a dummy.
Talking about camping.
Yeah, I was talking to Zabes, and he said that, Carter, you know, you're just not working hard enough. You really got to stay focused in practice, and what do you got to say about that?
I don't think that's true because he wanted to take me to New Orleans if it was true.
Well, I think he was just giving Gilly the time off for all his hard work.
Oh, yeah. He gives Gilly all... He would have given Gilly the
benefit. Is only you and T-Phil going to New Orleans?
I wish Gilly was going.
Or you want to manage for college?
I think it'd be fun. Just depends where.
Would you go to Louisville?
No. It's a poverty program right now. They need a new head coach.
Would you consider going to UK
basketball?
Or would you go to lacrosse? That's a big decision.
The West Macaulay lacrosse program is
Oh, really?
He's got some good work going on over there for the Duval club team. I give him that much. Granted, we still shit on him, but...
We got any other offers from lacrosse yet?
So, are you, like, considered, like, a three-star? Are you considered, like, a three-star manager? What's how many stars you got as a manager?
Four right now.
Four?
Four.
Four?
So, where do you rank nationally?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm in the top 25.
You're in the top 25, and you're only a four-star. That's interesting.
That's embarrassing, you piece of shit.
No, well, that's just ESPN. 24/7 has me as a five-star compositor.
Okay. Oh, all right, let me see some receipts.
So
let me see.
You're in the top. All right, so you're a 4-star, I guess. Top 25 in the managing recruiting, and you have zero offers. What's that about?
The schools are being disrespectful, bro.
Because you suck. Let's just
you suck. What are your offers?
I don't need any. I'll be rich.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Follow my dad's job.
Exactly.
Gotcha, buddy.
What are you going to do?
So,
Rocco, you want to be track in college?
No, where's my type C charger?
I don't know.
Get your type C charger.
Dang, that was a nice ass catch right there.
No, dead ass. I come see
it. I'll get you your type C charger. Calm down.
Right now?
Yeah, they'll get it for you. One of the essentials I have to have on is a Type-C charger for Avery.
Dude, look at that snag. That was tough.
See, yeah, we need
that could be Brody right there, tight end, bro.
We need it for Brody something. We need it for two things now. We need it for Wick's phone. And
Wick, any phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need a phone.
I actually love it. It's a lot faster charging.
Everyone hates on the Type-C charger because they think it's weird. Everyone has one in their house.
Best charger in the game.
Just a computer charger.
It's the best charger in the game.
So, Rocco.
It's very versatile.
As an avid Netflix watcher during school, how do you feel that they blocked Netflix now?
They didn't. What? No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Shut up. No, they did not. It doesn't work on my computer because I still watch Netflix.
I was going to say, my Netflix works all the time.
Some people have talked
Netflix,
to
Amazon Prime,
Hulu,
Apple TV.
What's the go-to show in school?
What I see sitting behind Rocco in Coach Fox's class. It's normally a movie.
Okay.
Rocco, what's the best show to watch?
Oh, that's what I was trying to see.
No invite on a podcast is crazy.
Dude.
It's your boy. Ask.
Tell him. Yeah, it's tough, Lance.
It's Lance.
That's
no,
tough.
No, bro. He don't like you anymore.
You don't Lance like me?
That's tough, Lance.
That's tough as fuck, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to get one like that.
Right here, Carter. I don't like you because you didn't invite my boy Lance to the podcast.
Yep, thanks.
You suck.
Thanks, Avery.
So, Choss.
What's up, man?
I don't know. I read all the questions. I thought of everything I could possibly think of.
So... what do you want to do when you grow up? What's the dream job?
I don't know. What's the dream job for Mr. Haas over here?
I want to be the next Adam Schefter for him.
It's nice.
Just be my phone all day.
Facts.
Okay.
Well, this is going to wrap up another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Haas.
Adam Winkle.
Hey, Frank.
Rock.
Thank you for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.